Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Okay.
Hello.
And welcome to Recap Season 6.
Man, I didn't realize how excited I was for this season to be done.
Man, we were so excited to start it, and now we're like, thank goodness it's over.
I know, I feel so bad. I feel really bad, and like, what makes it worse is like, I've started reading for season 7, and I'm already halfway through our third book.
Nice!
Yeah.
I'm Allie.
And I'm Bree.
And we are recapping all of the books we did this season.
Which was a shit ton.
Yes, 21 to be exact.
Yeah. Allie pulled up the thing and I was like, holy shit, The Magicians?
That's how far back.
That one?
Yes, because we always loop. The Magicians technically were our bonus during our break.
Yeah.
And so we always loop that into the next season. So, yeah. So we got The Magicians, The Magician King, and The Magician's Land. See, we have extra because it was three instead of just one bonus for you. The Hobbit, Uglies, Under the Bridge, Schindler's List, Blood and Chocolate, The Sweet Hereafter, Me Before You, Where the Crawdads Sing, The Warriors, Defending Jacob, Dune, The Portable Door, Lost Girls, The Fall of the House of Usher, The Hunt for Red October, The Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society, Matilda, and The Joy Luck Club.
So many.
Yes. It was such a variety this season.
Yeah, it was.
Yes.
I know.
I feel like in past, I mean, it's always been a variety, but we've like
kept it genre.
Like you,
I try really hard to keep it in the same.
You do theme like
or
a story
yeah.
throughout it. Yes. But are we ready to do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I also, I guess I'll get to that later. Never mind.
Are you going to remember?
Maybe. Okay. So my plan, because I know I'm so upset because when we recorded The Magicians, we had to do it fast because we had to get John home for Christmas. And so his flight was the next day. And so we were like, if we don't do it now, we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
And there's so many differences that I missed and so many that really pissed me off. So I still plan on doing a mini-sode with us and John of that.
Okay.
I just keep forgetting that that's even a thing that I want to do.
Okay. All right. Because that's our first one we're going to talk about. And I put, there are too many to talk about.
Oh, there literally are. We missed so many.
Yes.
Like, I can't even remember. I think John brought something up. Because now that I know the whole series, like, he'll just, you know, make a random comment about it. And he said something that made me go, oh, I didn't talk about that on the podcast.
Oh, my gosh. All right. So we always start off with our favorite theory and how that went.
Mm-hmm.
So it was quite funny this season, actually. So for you, our theory was correct 17 out of 21.
Hey, that's actually pretty good.
81%.
Hell yeah.
It was
passed.
Incorrect 4. Okay. And those 4 were Defending Jacob. You watched the show, but you preferred the book. Fall of the House of Usher, you read the book first, but you preferred the show.
Okay.
The Hunt for Red October, you read the book first, but you liked the movie more. And Joy Luck Club, you read the book first, but liked the movie more.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then for me... Oh, wait, no. Then you preferred 11 out of the 21 were books. So you got a pretty 52% right there.
Like straight down the middle.
Yes.
Wow.
And that's, and then, so you preferred 10 out of 21 movies.
Which is also
straight down the middle.
Yeah.
48%, as close as you could get, pretty much.
Wow.
I know. All right, for me, the theory was correct 8 times. That is 38%. The theory was incorrect 13 times. Let's see if I can read them all to you. We got The Hobbit. I read the book first, but I preferred the movie. Oh my gosh, I didn't realize that. It was my nostalgia reasoning, not so much that it was better. Uglies, I watched it first, but I liked the book better. Under the Bridge, I watched it first, but I liked the book better. The Schindler's List, I read it first, but I liked the movie better. Blood and Chocolate, I watched the movie first, and I liked the book better. Sweet Hereafter, I watched the movie first, I liked the book better. The Warriors, I read the book first.
Warriors,
come out to play. I liked the movie better. The Dune, I read it first, liked the movies better. Portable Door, I watched the movie, liked the book better. Lost Girls, read it first, liked the movie better. Potato Peels Pie Society, that's the same.
Yeah, that is the same.
Oh no, did that screw up my whole thing? It screwed up my whole thing. Oh no. Wait.
You liked 89?
Oh no, you guys. I have inaccurate information for you.
Allie's been lying to us.
Matilda, I read the book first, liked the movie better. And Joy Luck Club, watched the movie first, liked the book better. So that's that. Well, now...
But now it's screwed up.
Now it's screwed up down here, too, yeah. No, I didn't. Okay.
No, you changed the right one.
Yeah, so 8 times I preferred the books, and 13 times I preferred the movie. 38 and 62%. But, overall... Isn't that crazy?
Looking at Allie's stats for us, we've read 115 books. Allie... How does that make you feel to know?
I'm so proud of myself.
That you've read 115 books in the last 4 years.
I'm so proud of myself. Okay. So, for Brie, overall, the theory has been correct 84 out of 115 times. So, you got 73%. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
The theory has been incorrect 31 times, so 27%. You have preferred 63 movies out of 115 books that we've done, so 55%. And you preferred 52 movies, so 45%. Almost down the middle.
Heck yeah.
The theory for me has been correct 68 times, so 59%. 47 incorrect, so 41%. I'm right down the middle.
Yeah, wow.
57 books I like better and 58 movies, 50%. Is by rounding.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Now, I love these stats, you guys, so I went ahead and made a new page on our website. I haven't told Brie yet. So, I just uploaded it. Now I have to fix it because hilarious. I just messed up, but it goes to our theory.
That's a good site. That's a good one.
And so cute. You can go here and you can legit see the breakdown.
Cool.
Yeah, and then also, one of our questions that we'll get to is what was our favorite book of the season, our favorite movie of the season, our favorite episode to record? So if you look at our list and you're just like, that's so many episodes, I don't even know where to start, or you want to read a new book or watch a new movie, we have suggestions for you.
Nice. That's a good
Isn't
idea.
Isn't that cute? I thought
that
it was
super
fun.
Smart.
So, yeah. So it's updated through season 6. Well, now I got to re-update it because I did it wrong.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, oh, that's cool.
Isn't that fun?
Oh, I like that a lot.
Oh, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
And then I just thought of it and I was like, I'm going to do that. And it was fun. So, because we always like post this on
Instagram. Yeah.
But now I'm like, now you have forever people.
Yeah.
So, another reason to go check out our website.
Yeah. There's our plug.
Yes.
Getting it started early.
Yeah. But anyways. Yeah. Okay. Let's
start.
Go for it. So here, we're kicking off with the magicians. And do you have any off the top of your head that you can think of? Because there were so many, as we just said.
My biggest beef is they fucked up Alice's story.
I'm pretty sure you hit on that, too.
I did. I know I did. That's like the main one. Oh, there was so much. I hated... They really didn't... Well, okay, so here's the thing. Wow, now I'm just going to talk because I feel like we probably did talk about this.
That's okay.
But in the Magician's Land, one of my favorite things was that Q is definitely, like, about helping the group with mm-hmm. their main goal. But he was then working with Poppy, right? Or no, it was his Plum. With Plum.
Oh, yeah.
On making this land. And the whole purpose at first was to get Alice back as a Niffin. And then he created his own land. But instead, they save Fillory. And the three people stay behind. And I'm like, what the fuck? there's so much wrong with that one. I can't think of any that we didn't cover, like, off the top of my head. Like I said, it's kind of one of those ones where it's like, I was just pissed about the right. whole damn thing. And so then when John brings up a tiny little aspect of things, or like Margo and Josh's whole relationship. What?
I thought it was so cute. I loved it.
It's cute, but also Margo?
Yes.
Janet?
That one was an odd change.
Yeah.
I find it strange.
And the freaking Dark Prince.
It's Robin Hood. He's so cute. Okay. Got anything else?
No.
Okay. So we got to rank these three.
Yeah.
I don't even remember them. Okay. It was December. It's June. And it was longer than December because we read them before that.
I got it. Okay. I got it because I liked the books.
Okay, so you go.
I know for a fact. It's The Magician's Land, and then Magician King is my least favorite. Because I hate that Alice isn't in it at all. And, like, that one is, like, Q's whole story of grieving.
Yeah. If I remember right, I think I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm going to say I agree with you.
Which one surprised us the most?
They all surprised me because they were nothing like the show. I think the first one was the closest to the show. So I would have to say... The
second one when Alice is just gone.
Yeah, because she wasn't in it at all.
Yeah.
And she, like, was not in two episodes of the show. And then she came back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be my surprise.
Honestly, I feel like I'm going to have to go with the first one because I knew this was John's favorite book. Mm-hmm. So I had hoped that I would like it. But I don't think I expected to like it as much as I did. Mm. Mm-hmm. And then ironic, because really this is his favorite TV show and not his favorite book.
But you didn't know that.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's funny. Okay. The Hobbit. I mean, we did pretty good. We tore the movies apart.
Because that's an easy one to tear apart.
Yep. Rank these three.
First, second, third. Because I cannot stand that third one. And the first one does the best.
Yeah, I think I'm first, second, third, too.
Because literally, like, I'm pretty sure I said this in our Hobbit episode, but The Hobbit, the first one, is the only one I own on DVD.
Yes.
So, I think that tells you which one I prefer out of all three.
I love them all. Like, as separate entities, not comparing. Like, the book is wonderful. I love the book. But I have the nostalgia of watching it every year of The Hobbit.
Yeah.
Which is why I chose it over the book.
Yep.
Okay. Uglies. So, okay, first off, I gotta give... AI freaks me out, right? Like, it has good things, but it also freaks me out.
Yeah.
I loved it yesterday.
So, did you use it to help us?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't use ChatGPT. I used Google.
Yeah.
But all I do is type uglies, show versus movie, or movie versus book, top 10 comparison. And every other season recap that I've done, it's like I've had to go to a website.
Mm-hmm.
But now...
It's just right there.
It's just right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this makes my life so much easier. Mm-hmm. But I did notice... A couple were wrong.
Oh.
They're like, this happened. I'm like, that did not happen, actually.
It didn't.
So if I have something in here, and it's wrong.
Don't get mad at us.
No, I'm blaming AI. So, all right. So, in Uglies, Prettytown and Uglyville are never mentioned as the town names in the movie. They are simply called the city.
Well, that's kind of a big one, too.
Yeah. They called it those a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, attitudes in the city. The movie portrays less docile population in the city than the book, with more awareness of issues and desire for change.
It's actually a very big point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. They were a lot more like snotty and snooty.
Yeah, they were.
Yes.
They were.
You got anything else?
No.
Anything? Okay. Then we're at Under the Bridge. The timeline's all messed up. So the series is condensed into timeline, like, quickly. Yeah. Whereas it really took a couple months. And
Yeah. That's actually a good point.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised we didn't say that.
I know. But. I mean, we might have, you guys. I did this last night. And
we recorded all of these forever ago.
Months ago. So.
Yeah.
The focus is also different. So the series places greater emphasis on the perspective of the teenagers involved, particularly the girls and their relationships, while the book provides a more comprehensive view of the case in the community.
Overview?
What did I say?
Comprehenses a view.
That's how you say it, don't you know?
Yeah, I mean, because again, it was telling a fictional, like, okay, not a fictional. It was telling a narrative. It was giving us a story for it, so I see why they made that change.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Nope.
All right. We're on to Schindler's List. So the first meeting with, Pfeffenberg.
Mm-hmm.
In the movies, Schindler meets Pfeffenberg in a church during a sermon. In the book, it's more dangerous, so that, you know. Wait, in the book it's more dangerous?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I thought it was opposite.
Give yeah.
More action.
Well, they probably didn't want him to get shot.
Yeah.
Or almost get shot.
Mistaken for an SS officer and almost gets shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But anyways.
I also like the book depicts a more dangerous. That means it was more dangerous.
Yeah. Like, because the book is, you know.
Actual life.
Yes. Anything else you can think of?
No.
Okay. All right. Blood and Chocolate. Vivian's feelings. In the book, Vivian loves being a werewolf. While in the movie, she suggests she's unsure about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. That's a very good point.
Yeah. And the werewolf abilities. The movie implies that the smell of blood can trigger transformations, while the book limits to the choice of the full moon.
That's actually a very good point, too, because they literally were just transforming left and right in the movie.
Yes.
Whereas in the book, it was like once a month.
Yes. Okay, Sweet Hereafter. The setting, the movie shifts from New York to British Columbia, and that was purely so that they could, you know, secure Canada funding.
Yep, that makes sense.
They're like,
but also,
we'll promote Canada if you give us money.
I would promote Canada too.
Me Before You, we did great.
Hell yeah, we did. That was a good one.
That was a good one. Okay, Where the Crawdads Sing. Now that I'm thinking about it, I think we might have done some of these, but the movie minimizes the importance of Kaya's deep connection with the marsh and the creatures, and that's like the central theme of the book, is she's the marsh girl.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
Mm-hmm. And the movie omits Kayla's use
Kaya's?
Of... Kaya. I said Kayla before, too, didn't I?
Yeah.
Gosh. Kaya's use of a pseudonym for her writing, which is a significant plot point in the book.
That's actually... We kind of talked about
it,
but not... We didn't talk about her pseudonym.
Yeah.
But that's a big one.
Right, because she had a pseudonym for this next part. The movie includes the shell necklace, but doesn't fully explore the connection of the Firefly poem in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where her pseudonym comes from, which is the link to, oh yeah, she did it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I forgot we did that one. I actually really like that book. It's a good one.
It is a good one.
Okay, let me get through this whole paragraph that I'm about to read you, because I debated putting this in, because we try not to get
political
and all that. But this was a very good point. So the book has heavy focus on prominently Black and Hispanic characters. Oh, we're doing the warriors now. I should have said that. We're done with Marsh Girl. Okay. Warriors. The book has a heavy focus on prominently black, predominantly. Oh, God. I said it right the first time.
No, you didn't.
I didn't?
Oh, I was just letting you go with it. I was like, okay.
Dang it.
Not bad. It sounds perfect. Or just keep going.
Okay. Anyways, they have black and Hispanic characters. This includes the issue revolving around how they are seen in this time. When was it made? Like the 80s, 70s?
Yeah, 70s. I was surprised.
Okay, so they were seen as lesser beings compared to the man, which is not just a reflection of the police, but also the white man. The majority of the characters are looked down upon and seen as criminals due to the color of their skin. This is why many of them have had to join gangs in the first place, something Sol Yurick had seen time and time again while he was working with children in the welfare system. The film touches on this, but most of the characters are white. Sol, who barely kept in the loop about the production of the film, was told that they couldn't have an all-black cast due to commercial reasons. Isn't that ridiculous?
That's horrible.
That's awful. Yes. So.
Oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, I was not happy with that. And that is a major difference. That
it is a major difference.
Anyways, other than that, we did good. Because
that was an easy one.
That was an easy one.
Yeah, like, the things that were different were obvious ones, and for the majority, they got it all.
Yep. All right. Then we have Defending Jacob. And we did good.
Hell yeah, we did, because that's a great one.
That's a good one. Then we got Dune. The movie gives Dr. Kynes a more dramatic, heroic death by summoning a sandworm. Yeah.
How did we not talk about that?
I don't know. While the book, her dying alone in the desert from dehydration.
Mm-hmm.
The movie also downplays Yuen's emotional turmoil.
Yui's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's Yui's.
Okay. And paternal instincts related to his betrayal.
I don't know. Actually, yeah. That's a good point. Because Yui's barely in it.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the movie.
The movie portrays Lady Jessica as more of a manipulator, especially in her influence over the Fremen, while the book portrays her less villainous until later in the series.
Wow.
So she does get evil.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably why they did it soon in the movie.
They're like, we're not going to make 13 books. Especially if sandworms have people heads.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. All right. And characters like Count, Hastemar.
Hasimir Fenring.
And Hara, who have significant roles in the books, are either absent or significantly reduced in the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
Oh.
Rank these two.
What's funny is before we read the book, it would have been Dune Part 2 and then Dune Part 1.
Mm-hmm.
But now that we've read the book, it's Dune Part 1 and then Dune Part 2.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like either of them much, but...
I know you didn't.
Portable door. Laplace's central... conflict is the film's primary conflict revolves around the disappearance of John Wells Sr. and his son Humphrey attempts to exploit magical beings through data mining. The book's plot diverges from this, focusing on different challenges related to the magical firm and business. We kind of basically touched on that, but that was more of a
in-depth. Yes. We like just were like, this was not what they were doing in the book.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Lost Girls, we did good.
That's good.
Yeah. Fall of the House of Usher, we pretty much did good. It's just basic stuff that is, like, knowledgeable already. Like, this, it was in the 19th century in the book, and it's present day now.
What's funny is when I was watching the show, I was like, I'm going to remember to say that for sure.
Yeah, and we did not.
Yeah, forgot. I got too excited. That was a fun one, because that was one of our collabs.
Yes.
So it was fun to, like, chat with her about everything else.
Exactly. And Flanagan adds his own twist by having Roderick poison Madeline and her animated corpse take revenge. I thought that happened in the book. Or did he lock her up and she escaped in the book and that's how she killed him? Didn't she come out and kill him?
Yeah, she did.
But this is, I don't know. She didn't poison. They didn't poison. No, he didn't poison her. They did like a...
They did the like mummification.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a change. The mummification is that's scarier.
True. That's actually very true. Maybe that's what that meant.
Maybe. I don't
know. Twist by having Roderick and instead of poisoned Madeline. I don't know what that...
Or maybe it meant Madeline poisoned Roderick.
I think that might have been it. Because that also... That didn't how happen. How did we not talk about that? Madeline freaking tries to kill Roderick because she thinks that will get death to be done with them.
Yes.
She's like, I'm going to save myself and kill you.
Gosh. Maybe that's what it meant. All right. For the Hunt for Red October, the movie portrays Jack Ryan's wife as American, while the book has her as British. I didn't even know that.
Me neither.
In the movie, the Red October is not attacked by any Soviet aircraft, unlike the book, where it is pursued by bear bombers.
What is a bear bomber?
I don't know. Half the things, you guys, we did not include, and all of them are, like...
Military stuff.
Military... This plane attacked this spot. And I was like, well, no wonder we didn't do that. I know nothing about anything. Jack Ryan never boards the USS Dallas in the movie, whereas he does in the book. Figure we should have known that one.
Yeah, wow. Well, I'm pretty sure we said that he only got on one submarine in the movie.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, and then last one. The movie describes the Caterpillar drive as a... Oh, no. Magnetodynamic...
Drive Magnetohydrodynamic.
Okay, drive system. While the book uses the term Caterpillar drive as describing a series of mechanical... impellers inside flow tunnel. So the movie made it more complicated. I was gonna say maybe they made it easier for us.
Nope.
They complicated it.
But I mean, both of them are complicated. Yes. I don't even understand what you just read.
I don't either. Basically, there are different things in each of them.
Yep.
That's why we missed it. All right. And the Guernsey Literary and Potato Peel Pie Society. We did good.
Good.
Yes.
I'm pretty glad about that.
I know.
Ugh! I want to talk about this, but... Oh, wait. The reason we have that note is from me, huh?
Yes. Yes, that's why it's in there. All right, I'll let you take it. Matilda.
We did not talk about how in the movie, Miss Honey ends up taking Trunchbull's job.
I know. We didn't.
When in the book, she does not. Some other lady comes in.
Mm-hmm. I think it's even a guy.
Oh, I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a guy, and Miss Honey's still a teacher.
Yeah.
And everything's better.
Yeah.
Damn it.
What do you like better? Her as a principal or staying a teacher?
I feel like, I mean, I know I chose movie as my preferred one, but I think that was just Hollywood making, like, everything hunky-dory. Yeah. So, like, oh, there's no principal, and you've been... getting screwed by the principal, here you go.
Now you're the principal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I think I prefer her staying a teacher.
I do too.
Plus, like, in my head, I don't think this is the case, but in my head, if she's a teacher, she has more time for Matilda.
Yes, I agree. And last, Matilda spent time in the chokey in the movie, and we never talked about that.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
That is a big one. But, you know, it's because they had to make the chokey scary.
Yeah.
And you know what's funny? I think it's because in my head, when that one kid was explaining the chokey to Matilda in the book, I was seeing...
Oh, her go in it.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, duh. Okay, there. There it is. I don't think my brain ever clicked that.
Fair.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, the Joy Luck Club. The book portrays it as a darker, like, more difficult theme when the movie is lighter and optimistic, which, I mean, why would we... say that.
Yeah.
But I saw it and I was like, oh, I guess I could put that in there. And what was our favorite book of the season?
I think I have to go with The Magicians.
Just the first one?
Yeah, just the first one.
I think I'm going to go...
I think I already know which one you're going to go, but I'm waiting to see if you pick it.
The book?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm stuck between a couple.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What ones?
The Hobbit.
Okay.
And Me Before You.
Mm-hmm.
And Defending Jacob.
Mm-hmm.
And The Crawdads.
Okay. The one that I thought is in that list.
I believe it is. Yeah, I'll just go Hobbit. That's the one you thought.
No.
Oh, really?
I was going to be Defending Jacob.
Oh, yeah. It almost was.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go Hobbit just because it's, I read it first, but that was in fifth grade, so I didn't really remember it. And now going back and like getting the actual story, I was like, oh, wow, that's how it's supposed to go. And I just had fun with that one.
Okay.
All right. Favorite movie?
I think I had to do Schindler's List.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your
that's
choice.
Just, that's my choice. No, just because I love it's one of my favorite movies. So. But there were others.
I know. I'm actually. Oh, no, because that would be a good one for a surprise. This is why I didn't want to pick The Hobbit for book, because I think I want to pick The Hobbit for movie.
I knew that was going to happen. I almost, when you said The Hobbit, I almost looked at you and was like, we're picking book right now.
I know. Yeah. Hobbit. I gotta go. But Defending Jacob's very close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Matilda was really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I'm gonna go Matilda because that's a fun one and I'm excited to watch it with my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go Matilda.
It's a good one.
Okay.
I know that was one of my, ooh, do I pick that? But
yeah,
my first initial, like when I looked at our list, I was like, oh, that's Schindler's List.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what surprised you? Wait, is that? No, what's your favorite episode to record?
Oh.
Isn't surprise one of our questions?
I don't know. Scroll down.
Well, I'm going to add it for this one because I have an answer.
Yeah.
But what's your favorite episode to record?
Probably all of The Magicians, just because we had John on it.
That's a fun one.
Yeah. Or The Fall of the House of Usher, because that one, like I said, it was the collab with Must Love Books.
We also collabed Uglies.
With Busy Reading Romantic.
Yes.
Yeah, that was fun with her, too.
That was a fun one.
Yeah. But yeah, The Magicians,
and all three. And we collabed Blood and Chocolate with Ashley.
Yes, we did.
Well, not collab, but she was guest.
Yeah.
Man, we had a lot of
guests
this season. I think my favorite one to record. Okay, I'm going to go Follow the House of Usher.
Yeah.
Because of the collab. But also, I didn't realize how many Easter eggs there were.
Oh, yeah.
And so that kind of made me go like, oh, I kind of want to go back and like find them.
Yeah.
And so that one was a fun one to like
realize. Well, except realize. You need to go and read all of his
stuff. Yeah, I got to read first. It first. Yes. But that one was fun. That was a cool one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
One surprise.
Okay. This isn't normally a question.
No. Allie's just really excited.
I'm really excited because I have an answer for it. Which one surprised us the most?
Yeah.
Do you have an answer for that one?
For like, how do you mean surprise? Like, surprise
like okay. Us so, enjoyed it? No, just in general. So like, Under the Bridge.
Oh, that
surprised me the most because I was like, ugh. I started off.
You're crying.
I started off the series. And I was like, ugh. But then I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
And I thought about it for days and days. So I almost chose that as my favorite watch.
Wow.
Yeah. But I was like, eh. It wasn't really a fun watch for me. It was just one.
It was just one that you wanted to get back into.
Yes. So, wow. So that was my biggest surprise.
I guess biggest surprise would be when I watched Fall of the House of Usher and realized how many Easter eggs there were in it.
Well, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Way to spring one on me, Allie.
Sorry. I know. I thought we always did that one. Oh, you know why? Because, like...
Oh, we do it with like Stephen King.
So I edited this from a previous one, which had Stephen King on it, and it said, which surprised you. That's where I got that from.
That makes sense.
Yep. Anyways, so we got some listener shout-outs.
Yeah. Goodness gracious. We joined an Instagram group. Yeah, we are part of an Instagram group called the Book Podcast Connection. And there's over 100 podcasts in this group that are bookish related. And honestly, it's just a group that cheers each other on. We're there to help support each other, give each other ideas, or help each other try and grow. Yeah. And it's just been, it's been really amazing to be a part of. Like,
anyone that we've collabed with is part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. This season.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Busy Reading Romantasy we got because of this group. Must Love Books with Crystal because of this group. There's a few others that I am like trying to talk to. I want to get Alyssa on here. I think that would be fun to have her on here. Yeah, it's just, it's an amazing group. And if you're into bookish things, you should follow us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And then Alyssa, who has the Stories and Spoilers podcast, she is a part of this book podcast connection group. And she's just, she's the sweetest. She comments on all of our Spotify episodes, always something super sweet. And like, hey, gals, loved your episode.
I know, it's so nice.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. And so I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Yes.
Thanks for supporting.
Yes, thank you. And you guys, if you comment on our stuff, we'll shout you out too.
Yeah.
So
comment on our stuff, guys. Yes. Help us out.
Yes. You can find all of our stuff if you go to our website.
Yeah.
At offscript253.wixsite.com/offscript.
It's a pretty neat website that Allie has now updated with our theory.
Yeah. I got an update for season 7.
Ooh.
So this summer sometime in July.
Check that out.
It'll be updated.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah. Give us some ratings, guys. That really helps out podcasts. That's yes. like the biggest way to help us out.
Yes.
Or you can leave us reviews. Review us wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, did you know on Facebook there's a spot where you can leave a review? You should go leave a review on Facebook.
Yes, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
And most importantly, subscribe.
Yeah, even if you don't want to listen to us, just subscribe.
Yeah. And I know there are some people on Apple Podcasts who are religious listeners, but they don't follow us. So, yeah.
Maybe, let's change that.
Yeah, help us out. Give us a follow.
Yes, please.
I'm pretty positive you can follow us and then opt out of getting like notifications for our episodes to be released or things like that, if that's what's holding you back. So
do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then this is our last episode of season 6.
Woo!
So I know we've taken like 3 breaks this season, but we thought about maybe not taking a July break, but honestly, we need to catch up on books.
Yeah, we need to get ahead of ourselves, especially with Allie's new season of life coming up.
Yes.
And so trying to figure out how to get ahead during this time rather than us always trying to play catch up.
Yes. So luckily that is working.
Yeah.
And so hopefully next season we'll be on top of it. Won't take as many breaks, but you know, life happens and we can't plan for everything. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate you guys for
sticking with us.
Yeah, and going with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been helpful.
Yes. But we always give you a bonus episode. So, of course, we're going to do it for our break.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. Should we tell them or should we leave it a surprise?
I don't know.
Oh, I think we kind of told. If you were listening to the Kent Nerd Party episode, you already know what it is going to be.
Oh, yes.
So go listen to that episode if you don't remember and you want to know.
Yep. Or just wait.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back in August with all your birthday picks.
I've picked some really good ones.
Oh, you have. I've actually enjoyed them.
Good.
Yes.
I only in making our YouTube covers have I realized that Mickey 17, the movie, is based off of the book Mickey 7.
Oh. So are we like waiting for the wrong book at Libby?
No, it's still the right book.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. But.
Okay.
Yeah. I realized that. I was like. Because I kept typing in when I was looking for all of our books.
Yeah.
I kept typing in Mickey 17 and it kept popping up Mickey 7. I was like, you guys are dumb. It's 17. So then I'm like, why did they make that change? I wonder. Maybe it's because it's funnier. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
How interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so yeah.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Starting off with Children of Men.
Yes.
Even though I literally told everyone at Nerd Party we were starting with Fight Club because that was like the main book I could remember.
That's all right.
Yep.
It'll be there.
It will.
All right, you guys. That's it.
We did it.
Season 6. That's a wrap.
Done.
All right, you guys. With that, season 6.
Went off script.
I forgot what we were supposed to say next.
I know. I was like, why didn't you stop?
And with that, season 6 went off script.
Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madame Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze
for Book Tales.